It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The fatal shooting of 38-year-old Corey Ruiz by a Madison police officer last week has reignited a contentious debate over the use of police body-worn cameras. Madison is the only large city in Wisconsin that currently does not use them.
On Friday, Ruiz's family spoke publicly for the first time since the fatal shooting and called for Madison officers to be equipped with body cameras. Here's civil rights attorney Ben Crump representing the family.
We got to do something about these body cameras, the absence of them, because it really is about transparency plus accountability, and that's how you equal trust.
Later, we'll hear from Madison's independent police monitor about steps for an outside investigation into the shooting.
But first, we're joined by WPR reporter Sarah Lear, who's been covering the developments in the Corey Ruiz shooting and the community's response. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So since the police shooting on Wednesday, protesters, they've taken to the streets looking for answers, demanding accountability from the Madison Police Department. What was it like over the weekend?
Protests continued over the weekend. The site where the shooting happened on an intersection on the Near East Side, William Street, what's often referred to as Willie Street in Madison, is come an active site of memorial. People are leaving balloons, candles, writing messages in chalk. Initially, people barricaded that area off with trash carts. Now it's officially blocked off with the city. The city put salt trucks out to block it, and city officials have said that that section of the intersection will be closed to vehicle traffic until further notice.
You went to a vigil last week for Corey Ruiz. What did his friends and family say about him?
Corey Ruiz's daughter, Kalia, was one of the people who spoke at the vigil. She just recently turned 13. She also spoke at a news conference last week, and she spoke about never being able to hug her father again or tell her that she loved him. At the vigil, I also spoke to a few friends who knew Corey Ruiz. One man I spoke to said he knew Corey Ruiz since middle school. He described him as someone who was dedicated to his daughter, and he said Corey was someone just a few months older than him, and when they were in school, they used to bond over music and basketball.
Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes-Conway announced Thursday that funding for body cameras will be included in her city budget proposal later this year for the first time. What is she proposing in the city's budget?
The mayor says that she is now backing a proposal that was submitted by the Madison Police Department earlier this year, and she's going to be asking the city council to fund this. It calls for about $400,000 over 3 years so that body cameras would be phased in over a three-year period starting in 2027. Currently, the only Madison officers with body cameras are on the motorcycle unit and the SWAT team. They aren't used department-wide. In the past, the mayor supported a pilot to try out the body cameras. That pilot was authorized in 2023. It's since ended. And in the past, the mayor has been more hesitant to block body cameras department-wide. She did not definitively come out against it, but she also did not say, yes, I will support body cameras department-wide until last week, the day after the shooting.
What is the Common Council saying about the body cameras and whether the city would fund them?
I spoke with Madison Common Council President Sabrina Madison last week, and she says if this comes up to a vote in 2026, she's very confident that body cameras will pass department-wide, and she is confident that it will come up to a vote. Body cameras are something that has been debated among Madison city officials for more than a decade. In the past, people have raised issues of cost. There's also been opposition from local activists who say that they thought body cameras could lead to what they described as over-surveillance and over-policing.
Sarah, thank you for the update.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Lear is WPR state government reporter with us to share her reporting on the latest push for Madison police to have body-worn cameras following the fatal shooting of 38-year-old Corey Ruiz last week. Now we're joined by Aramie Glass. She is interim independent police monitor for Madison, who manages civilian oversight of the police department. Aramie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
As the independent police monitor, what are your job duties in a situation like this?
Definitely. So I am tasked with making sure that there is an independent investigation that is opened in regards to incidents that result in death or critical incidents. I also have the ability to audit around policies, practices, and patterns of law enforcement. We have the ability to have independent oversight on pretty much all of what MPD does. But in this particular situation, there are multiple things that are happening currently, which is making sure that the Police Civilian Oversight Board knows what's going on and rapidly responded to the community in real time to make sure that we're assisting folks out and as well as collecting information, evidence, talking to witnesses. I was on the scene approximately 45 minutes after the killing of Corey. And so we have started our investigation.
What type of information are you seeking from the Madison Police Department?
So there is a significant amount of evidence that I currently have not received yet. We can start off with the basics, which is the names of the officers involved, all of the responding officers, all of their supplemental reports, and then as well as anything, we have dash cam video that is extremely important in this case. We all have seen the multiple videos from witnesses, eyewitnesses on the scene from different angles. There is dash cam video, and that has not been released as well. There's multiple reports that take place. There's the initial 911 calls. So there's a pretty comprehensive amount of evidence that is needed that I currently do not have.
So when will the Office of Independent Monitor issue a report on this fatal shooting, and what might be the type of recommendations in the report? What does that road ahead look like?
Definitely. So I'll take a step back and then kind of walk you through what that will look like on the back end. But on the front end, I released an annual report. I started with Madison on December 8th. My first day, I had a meeting with the chief of police and command staff around needing body-worn cameras.
On your first day?
On my first day.
In that meeting?
Okay. Yes. After doing my research on the city and realizing that there was not BWC, I also put that in the annual report and wrote an open letter to the mayor and to the common council and to the city around this because I was afraid of something like this happening and knowing that we would need the evidence and transparency. And then there are multiple recommendations that took place and that were put forth to address some concerns that I seen within weeks of me being here, looking at the complaints that were coming into our office. So what happens next is as we issue subpoena power, use our subpoena power for the first time to get the evidence that is needed, we will continue with the investigation. I have been out in the community, so folks know how to reach me. I do have a lot of evidence as it stands right now, but we need what the police have. Once we look at everything and complete the investigation, in this particular case, because of the type of case, I believe in being equity centered and making sure that I can give updates to the community, let folks know what is going on to the extent that does not compromise the integrity of the investigation, and do that completion of the report. Based on the findings, there are multiple options that we can take from that point based on the determination. Mm-hmm.
Madison Police Chief John Patterson has made it clear he's staying out of the Department of Justice's independent investigation into the shooting. Will you have to wait for their investigation to finish before the police department will, you know, will loop you in? How does that work with the DOJ?
So I should not have to wait. I think that I'll just be honest. Madison, the city of Madison, has been making it up as they go. And so a lot of the things that I have had to implement are new to them. And so there has been a lot of pushback and a lot of tension, a tension point. I should not have to wait. I should get the information immediately. Why? Because I want folks to understand the Department of Justice, DCI, does not render any findings or make any type of recommendations. They only collect the information and give it to the district attorney for the district attorney to make a determination on if they're going to press charges.
Previously, you were City of Baltimore's Chief of Police Accountability. Baltimore's officers have worn body cameras for a decade, standard issue equipment. Baltimore's population, roughly twice that of Madison's. Do you see differences in the force in these cities that you might attribute to the presence or absence of police body cameras?
I don't know how to be anything but honest. Yes, I think that because the conversation was around cost and not looking at those most vulnerable and those most impacted, because I think Madison is a predominantly white city, those impacted by policing looks a lot different. And so I haven't had to have a conversation about BWC in almost 15 years. That's the majority of the nation has BWC, right? And so I think that with it being a small, big city, this allowed for the nuance of this conversation.
That is Aramie Glass, interim police monitor for Madison, who manages civilian oversight of the police department.